Those were not causing failure to Allah on earth, nor did they have besides Allah any protectors. For them the punishment will be multiplied. They were not able to hear, nor did they see. Those are the ones who will have lost themselves, and lost from them is what they used to invent. Assuredly, it is they in the hereafter who will be the greatest losers. Indeed, they who have believed and done righteous deeds and humbled themselves to their Lord, those are the companions of paradise. They will abide eternally therein. The example of the two parties is like the blind and deaf and the seeing and hearing. Are they equal in comparison? Then will you not remember? And we had certainly sent Noah to his people, saying, "Indeed, I am to you a clear warner, that you not worship except Allah. Indeed, I fear for you the punishment of a painful day." So the eminent among those who disbelieved from his people said, "We do not see you but as a man like ourselves, and we do not see you followed except by those who are the lowest of us and at first suggestion, and we do not see in you over us any merit. Rather, we think you are liars." He said, "O my people, have you considered? If I should be upon clear evidence from my Lord, while he has given me mercy from himself, but it has been made unapparent to you, should we force it upon you while you are averse to it?